சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 2 ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 16.
नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः
We are analyzing the existent principle which is non-variable in all variables. Variable means that which is changing. Non-variable means which is not changing. The Sanskrit name we saw as variable means vibhicharaswarupam in artha. Vibhicharaswarupam means that which is changing. Non-variable means that which is not changing. Avyabhicharaswarupam. Avyabhicharaswarupam means that which is not changing. That means that which exists always as same. Avyabhicharaswarupam or non-variable or always same. That which exists all the time, abhavaha na vidyate. That which never have a non-existence. That existence is that which never have a non-existence. Sataha means existence. Of that existence, abhavaha, non-existence, na vidyate, will not be there. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. How we have understood that sataha, non-variable, in all variables, na all nama rupa prapancham. Every object has got nama and rupa. A flower is having a form. Flower form. Flower name, jasmine, a name, nama rupa. Therefore, it is an object. Flower exists. Flower exists. That existence you have to write in a capital letter. E is in a capital letter. Existence. Flower exists. That existence is there. Irukkira tanmai. Iruppudal or irukkira tanmai. That is called in Sanskrit, in Vedanta, Sat. In Vedanta, that existence is called Sat. Sat is that which exists all the time. Abhavaha na vidyate. It doesn't have a non-existence. Illamal irukkarad angarade kadiyade. Sat angarade eppome irukkum. அதுக்கு நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கிடையாது. என்ன அது இல்லாமல் இருக்கிறதுங்கிறது கிடையாது. பட் தட் சத் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் யூ கெனாட் சி வித் யுவர் ஐஸ். எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் சுத்த சத்வம், சத் சத்வம் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், யூ கெனாட் சி பியூர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். யூ கேன் சி existence always with one object or the other. Shuddha Sat, you cannot perceive. Just as you cannot perceive the electricity, you can experience the electricity through some gadget, through bulb or through fan or through mic alone you can understand the electricity. Have you ever seen the electricity? None of us can see the electricity. But you experience through some electrical gadget. Like that, existence also you cannot experience separately. Existence also, Shuddha Sat means pure existence. Pure existence in Sanskrit translation is Shuddha Sat. Shuddha means pure. Pure existence means Shuddha Sat. What do you mean by Shuddha Sat? Pure existence is that without any name and form you cannot experience. Shuddha Sat means, Shuddham means what here? That existence without association, without any association with any name and form, you cannot experience. So, you can experience the existence always along with an object. Desk is, that existence ki, in Sanskrit grammar what we use is. Irukku, enna English la enna use pannuvel? Is, isness. Irukkira tanmai. What is the translation? Isness. Existence, Sat, isness, all are same. Okay? Is. That is, he is, she is. When it comes to you, I is and chulvela. I am. This is minimum grammar. You know? Basic grammar, LKG grammar. That is, it is, he is, she is, I am. She am and chollakudad. He am chollakudad. I am, na? Enartham, naan irken. I exist enartham. I am naan irken. I means naan. Amness. Am na irken. Naan irken. You are all very qualified, I know that. You are all postgraduates, graduates. Even some of you are MPhils also. But for my satisfaction, I am repeating. Okay, not that your knowledge I am doubting. Okay. You are all well qualified, I know that. So, amness. Naan irken. Adi irke. Idhe English lena chulluvam. That is, it is. What is that, it, she, he, na? Chair is, object. Chair is, carpet is, fan is, mic is, hall is, house is. That easiness is always pervading in one object or other. So, ease is inhidden. That is called intrinsic. Ease is intrinsic. Swabhavikama, easiness is pervading. Because easiness is there in every object. Intrinsically it is there. Inhidden, no? Intertwined in every object, easiness, easiness, easiness. She is, he is. Therefore, I am, afterwards, whatever you add, all are variables. I am, after that, whatever you add, all of them are variables. I am is non-variable. I am is non-variable. I am a housewife. I am a mother. I am a grandmother. I am a woman. I am an employee. I am a sister. So, I am is continuously is there. What is variable? wife, mother, sister, grandmother, all these are variables, changing. My status is changing from the standpoint. Wife from the husband's standpoint, mother from children's standpoint, grandmother from grandchildren's standpoint, daughter from parents' standpoint. All standpoint status are variables. I am is non-variable, not changing. Whatever is not changing, that is Satyam. Sat, another name is called Satyam. Satyam is that which exists all the three periods of time. In Sanskrit we call it as that which exists all three periods of time, Trikala Abadhyam. Trikalam na mood kalangalil an artham. Mood kalangalil enna mood kalam na past tense, present tense, future tense. Satyam is that which exists all the three periods of time. So, that easiness always exists, but objects are changing. For that they give an example, beautiful example. There are flowers, different flowers are there, colorful flowers are there, many flowers are there. But one thread is continuously going. First flower is not second flower. Second flower is not third flower. Flower is different. But all are for in hidden one, intrinsically one thing is going on. What is that? Thread. Pushpani vividhaha. But thread is, sutram is one. One sutram means one thread, but many flowers. Flowers are variables, thread is non-variable. Like that, what was our example? Pots, pot, clay. Okay? This pot is a nama rupa. Pot exists before pot is coming. Clay exists. So existence is non-variable. Where there was clay previously, there was no pot. Now where there is a pot also, clay is. So clay is what? Non-variable. Clay was, clay is. Clay is continuously there. Therefore what is not continuously there? Pot. You destroy the pot, pot will disappear. But clay exists. What is the cause of clay? Bhumi. From Bhumi only it has come, earth. So earth is the cause of the clay. Water is the cause of clay. Fire is the cause of clay. Air is the cause of fire. Space is the cause of air. Atma is the cause of space. So what is final Satyam? Atma is Satyam. Atma is Satyam. Three periods of time it exists. Abhavaha na vidyate. Therefore he says, Atma satyaha. What is mithyana? Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asataha means that which is non-existent. Asataha, that unreal thing, can never have existence. An unreal thing can never have existence. Asataha means an unreal thing. Satana satyam, real thing. Asat means unreal thing. Unreal thing cannot have an existence. How to understand? Pot doesn't have existence. Pot doesn't have existence. Pot is not there. When? In the past. If I break in the future, you say, is okay? Before the pot maker manufacturing, the pot was not there. Once you break the pot, pot is not going to be there. So part is, was non-existent, part will be non-existent. But what do you say? Part is existent. Shastra says, at present also part is not existent. It is non-existent. Part is not there, at present also. How? What you are seeing is nothing but clay. Part dhani swamini. Party clay. No? Clay part, party clay. Noun adjective gnapaka irukko. What we say, part is noun. What type of part? Clay part. Piri MPhil padichitam ba anna. Invention. Enna grammar. Tappana grammar. What is that? Part is not noun. Clay alone is a noun. Clay is the noun. What type of clay? Party clay. The part is an adjective. All adjectives are always changing. Noun is the satyam. Clay is the satyam. Intermediary satyam. It is not ultimate satyam. Clay is not ultimate truth. Satyam, another name, truth. Okay. Satyam na truth. Capital T. Not speaking truth. Capital T. That which exists all the three periods of time is called satyam. Satyam means truth. Clay is a temporary truth, not eternal, absolute truth. Fire, air, space, all are not eternal truth. Atma is the eternal truth. Atma is the eternal truth. Therefore, asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Part doesn't exist. In an unreal part, how it can exist? Then what is about this part form? Vacha arambhanam. It is only a vyavaharika verbal utterance. For your interaction's sake, you are using the part. You cannot bring, ask that clay you bring, this clay you bring. You cannot ask. You have to do interaction, bring that chair. All are plastic chairs. Bring that plastic, this plastic and cholla mudiyuma. For interaction sake, you give the name. Similarly, son, daughter, husband, wife, mother, father, all are Atma only. Everything is Atma. Everything is existence. Existence is Satyam. Satyam is real. Real is that which exists all the three periods of time. That is only Atma consciousness. But all have a name which is for interaction purpose. Really speaking, there is no reality to this name and form. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Body is a part over example. Okay, now come to the body part. Okay, body part is also unreal. Arjuna, body is unreal, mind is unreal. They are only name given to the Atma. Part name given to the clay. Similarly, Atma ke idu vandu peru. Jeevatma, Paramatma alone is in this body given this name. After coming into this body, we have forgotten. We have taken this name and form as real. We have taken the name and form as real. Therefore, I am is Atma. What I am is Anatma. I am is Atma, what I am is Anatma. So Anatma always changing. What is the nature of Anatma? Ashashvatam, Anityam, Mithya. Mithya word I have introduced last class. Atma is Paramarthika Satyam. Shariram Manas, what? Shariram Manas, other than Atma, every object is Mithya, unreal. Vyavaharika Satyam. You can make a chart. Atma, Anatma. Atma real, Anatma unreal. Atma Paramarthika Satyam, Anatma Vyavaharika Satyam. Atma is Nithyaha, Anatma is anityaha. Like that you keep that chart one page fully. Whenever I am telling this, you have to sort out Atma, Anatma. Okay? After saying this, next line he says, Ubhayoho api antaha drishtaha. Anayoho means of these two, both of these, Atma and Anatma. Atma means that which exists all the three periods of time. Does body exist all the three periods of time? Never. Adi theriyum namakku enna body date of birth irukke, date of expiry date also fixed, so you cannot say it is permanent. Therefore one law you note, law means what? Principle. What is that principle? Anatma drishyam. Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu anatma tatu tatu mithya. Whatever I experience, it is known as drishyam, object. Whatever I experience is known as drishyam, experienced object. Yatu yatu drishyam tatu tatu mithya. Yedi yedi experience ha namo experience pandromo adellame poyi enartham. Mithya na poyi enartham. In the truth also I have introduced satyam mithya tucham. Satyam la satyam tucham vechukongale. First list na ரெண்டு கிளாஸுக்கு முன்னாடி சொன்னது சத்தியம் துச்சம். சத்தியம் மீன்ஸ் எவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், துச்சம் மீன்ஸ் நெவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட். நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் இல்லை, நெவர் நான் நெவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், ஆனால் எப்பவுமே இல்லை, மூணு காலங்களில் ஒன்றுமே இல்லை. என்னது எக்ஸாம்பிள்? ரேபிட் ஹார்ன் ஆர் ஹியூமன் ஹார்ன். எவர் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட், துச்சம். Atma, ever existent. Satyam. In the Satyam again, two types. Inga tuchyam vidungo ipo. Muyil komma vidungo. Okay. Come to Satyam again, two types. And the Satyam la absolute truth, relative truth. Absolute truth, relative truth. This is the crux of Vedanta. Very important. Absolute truth and relative truth. In the absolute truth called Brahman or Atma. Adikda in the existence ke pere, because ever existent, no? Because since it is ever existent, it is all pervading. And Chollapurar Krishna Rippo. He is going to say it is all pervading. That Atma is Drik, experiencer, subject. Experiencer, subject. So, Yatu Yatu Drishyam Tatu Tatu Mithya. So, Pushpam is object experienced by you. It is experienced. Drishyam. Totram. Illyo? Totram. Drishyam. Object. Experienced. So, that is Mithya. Experiencer is Satyam. Experiencer is Satyam. Why? Experienced is always changing. Vibhichara Swarupam. Whatever I am experiencing is changing. Experiencer, non-changing. So, who is experiencer? Experiencer of this flower, who? I am. So, I am. When this experienced is object, experiencer must be what? Subject. So who is the subject? I am the subject. I am the subject, flower is the object. Once it is drishyam, experienced, I am experiencer. What is my Sanskrit name opposite to drishyam? Drik. Drik. D-R-I-K, Drik. Okay. My name is called Drik. It is Drishyam. Yatu yatu Drishyam, tatu tatu Mithya. Yatu yatu Drishyam, yedi yedi paakaromo, adellame poyin. Parkravan Satyam. Parkra Purul Mithya. This is object, I am the subject. Experiencer is the subject. Experienced thing is object. So object is always changing, therefore it is Drishyam, it is Anityam, it is Mithya, it is Anatma. Whoever knows this, Atma, Anatma, Ubhayoho, Anayoho, Ubhayoho, Drishtaha. Clearly, whoever knows Atma is Satyam, Anatma is Mithya. Drik Satyam, I am Satyam, Drishyam is Mithya. Now tell me, your body is Drishyam or Drik? Why? You are seeing your body. What is the la? Ippo work adichi adichi chullitale kattiya ippo sollunga. I am seeing my body. I am experiencing my body. I am the experiencer. Body is experienced. Konja seddama sollunga. Nalla ullae ponu. I am the experiencer. Body is experienced. So whatever is experienced is different from the experiencer or not? Different. Flower is different from you? Why? It is an object, it is experienced. I am the experiencer. Therefore flower is different, I am different. But body, you cannot take like that out. But it is near. Even it is near, so clothes, the dress is very close to me. அதனால நான் ட்ரெஸ்ன்னு சொல்ல முடியுமா என்ன? ட்ரெஸ் இஸ் வெரி க்ளோஸ் டச்சிங் டு மை பாடி, அசோசியேட்டட் வித் பாடி. ஸோ தட் யூ கெனாட் சே ஐ ஆம் த சூடிதார், ஐ ஆம் த சாரி. யூ கெனாட் சே ஈவன் தட் இஸ் வெரி க்ளோஸ். வாட் யூ சே? இட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட். லைக் தட் பாடி இஸ் வெரி க்ளோஸ் பட் ஸ்டில் இட் இஸ் திருஷ்யம். வை திருஷ்யத்வாத். லைக் வாட்? ஃப்ளவர்வத், கடவத், ghatamate, all are objects. This is konja close object. Pudicha appadi sollunga, close object. Idhi solradhu kashtam. Pot is object, flower is object. Very easily you can say, but you have to say with the same confidence, with the same understanding. You have to say what? Body is also experienced by me. I am the experiencer. Body is experienced. Therefore, body comes under what? Drishyam. Yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu mithya. So, is equal to what? Body is mithya. Mithya means what? Unreal. Unreal means what? Anatma. I am. Body is anatma. Experiencer must be? Atma. Who is the experiencer? I am. Non the experiencer. Appo, who am I now? Atma. Thirippi solren. Neenga adhai solra varaku vidamaatta. Body is experienced by me. Since it is experienced by me, body is an object. I am the experiencer, I am the subject. Whatever is experienced, it is called Drishyam. Yathu yathu Drishyam. Drishyam means object. Yathu yathu Drishyam, tathu tathu Mithya. Mithya means unreal. Unreal means Anatma. That means body is Anatma. I, the experiencer, must be what other than Anatma? Atma. That means I am Atma. I am Atma. Body is not me. Body is an instrument I am using. Then come to the mind. I experience my mind. My mind is today. That's why you say in your word itself, my mind, you say, I am a mind, you are not telling. My pot, my flower, my mic, my desk, my fan, my body. எல்லாம் தத்துவ போதில் பார்த்தோம். மை பாடி என்ன சுவாமி சொல்லின்றே சொன்னதே சொல்கிறீள் என்ன அரிச்சனமாகவே அரிக்கிறது என்ன, அதுதான் ஜாப் ஹியர். இப்படி சொன்னாலே புரிய மாட்டேங்கிறது. ஓகே, ஸோ மை மைண்ட் யூ சே, மை மைண்ட் இஸ் ஸோ ஹாப்பி டுடே, மை மைண்ட் இஸ் ஸோ சாரோஃபுல். I am the experiencer of sorrowful mind. I am experiencer of the joyful mind. That means I am the experiencer. Mind is what? Experienced. Whatever is experienced is what? Drishyam. Whatever drishyam is called? Mithya. Whatever mithya is called? Anatma. So mind is not me. Because I am Atma. When I am Atma, mind must be what? Anatma. Close mind and body both come under anatma. Whoever knows this, drishtaha, drishtaha na, whoever understands, anayoho, antaha means its nature, antaha means paraspara bhedam, atma anatma noho paraspara bhedam, the truth, the reality, this is atma, I am experiencer is absolute truth. This anatma, mithya, objects are relative truth. They are not real. Whoever knows this, this is known by whom, Arjuna? Tattva darishibhi drishtaha. Wise people, this is known by the seers of reality. This is known by the seers of reality. The difference between atma and anatma, சத்தியம் அண்ட் மித்யா, சப்ஜெக்ட் அண்ட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், திருக் அண்ட் திருஷ்யம், அப்சல்யூட் அண்ட் ரிலேட்டிவ், பாரமார்த்திகம் அண்ட் வியாபகாரியம், கிளியர்லி அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் பை த வைஸ் பீப்புள் அர்ஜுனா. லைக் யூ பீப்புள் நவ், ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஆர் ஆல் தத்வதர்ஷி பிஹி நவ். கேன் யூ கிளைம் ஆர் நாட்? சி, யூ ஆர் ஆல் மை ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் நவ். So what? How can you say it is satyam na? His further he explains what is that sat which is existing in all the three periods of time. Scriptures points out like this. Lord Krishna says, hey Arjuna, whatever is sat, sataha abhavaha na vidyate drish drik. Atma ever existent, asataha bhavaha na vidyate, anatma, it doesn't exist, it is only a mithya. Whoever knows this truth, they are called wise people, they know this atma in this manner. Now we are going to take another definition of atma. What is that third definition? First nityaha over, second satyaha over, now third future of atma, sarvagataha, all pervading. Up to here we saw in the last class. Appa, periya introduction e poiduche. Anyhow, I am very happy. Okay, you are also happy. Okay, are you happy? Okay, now let us read 17th shloka.
Avinashitu tadviddhi, ஏன சர்வமிதம் ததம் விநாஶமவ்யயஸ்யாஸ்ய ந கஶ்சித் கர்த்துமர்ஹதி.
எவ்ரிவன் ஹாவ் எ அர்ஜ் டு லிவ் லாங், நோ? Everyone, every being also for that matter, not only human beings, every being have an intrinsic urge to live for a long time. None of us like mortality. Mortality and perishing nature. None of us want to disappear. Do you want to disappear? No. We want to always appear. No. We always want to appear, not to disappear. That is intrinsic desire. Lord Krishna says, you are always Avinashi. The Atma. Now you said, I am Atma. Drik. I am Atma. I am Drik. Satyam. Ever existent principle. I am Avinashi. I never have any perishable nature at all. I am always imperishable. Hey Arjuna, Tatu Vidhi. Tatu Vidhi means understand that. What is that? That Satyam. What I said in the previous sloka, that Atma, Drik, experiencer, the subject, Satyam, Trikala, Abadhyam, Absolute Truth, Paramarthika Satyam. Appa, ethana words you learn. And the Satyam Atma is Avinashi. Satya Atma is the experiencer. Who is the experiencer? I am the experiencer. Appo, I am what? Avinashi. I am of the nature of imperishable nature. I am imperishable nature means immortal anartham. Amritaha. Avinashi means to be the imperishable one. Understand that to be the imperishable one, indestructible one. Body can be destroyed. Body may perish. Body will perish. But I am ever existent. Nam enna pandrom? We take ourselves as body, which is drishyam, which is object, and its birth and death we take as our birth and death, and we cry and die. Cry and die. Shastra says, don't cry, you don't have death. How to understand this? But when the body is there, I am available, I am manifesting. When body disappears, I am not manifesting, that's all. Bulb irunda electricity manifest. Bulb is not there. Can you say electricity is not there? Bulb non-existence, fan non-existence is the not non-existence of the electricity. Electricity is there, but bulb is there, it manifests. If bulb is not there, it doesn't manifest. It is in unmanifest form. Similarly, I am the drishya, drik, experiencer, subject, atma. I am now manifesting in this body bulb. If body perish, I exist, but I am not manifesting. I cannot manifest. But body non-existence is not my non-existence. Why? Body is born. Body is born or not? All of you have date of birth? Your body. Your body has got date of birth. I am talking from Atma standpoint. Okay. All your bodies have date of birth. Whatever has got birth has to perish. Once a body is born, I manifest in that body. Once a body perish, I just remain. Body perish. Avinashitu tadvidhi Arjuna. Drona body may perish. Bhishma body may perish. But Drona Atma, Bhishma Atma continues. Why you are crying? Avinashitu tadvidhi. Not only that. This Atma, yena, by which Atma, idam sarvam tatam, by which Atma, everything is pervaded. Idam sarvam means the entire universe, all this, whatever you are seeing, samasta prapancham anartham, sarva drishya prapancham, drishya prapancham sarvam, including your body, including your mind. Why? Mind body comes under drishyam. So this body mind also comes into this world only, drishya prapancha. Koncham ottindi irukke, adhu da difference. அது வந்து தூரமாக இருக்குது, இது ஒட்டின்னு இருக்குது. ஸோ சமஸ்த பிரபஞ்சம் இதம் சர்வம், சர்வம் இதம் ஏன ததம், ஏன மீன்ஸ் பை ஹுச் ஆத்மா, ததம் மீன்ஸ் பர்வேடட், தனு தாத்து, ததம் பர்வேடட், ததம் மீன்ஸ் தனு தாத்து விஸ்தாரே, பர்வேடட் ஸ்ப்ரெட், ஆத்மா pervades everything, nara, everywhere, everywhere means everywhere. Somebody wrote, God is nowhere, and that wrote na Tamil Nadu, no, periya 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 stalwarts are there, you know, they are talking about God is not there, God is not there, and in their house nariya pooja nadakkum. ஆமாம், அண்ட் தே அவங்க பாட்டுக்கு அவங்க பண்ணிகிட்டே இருப்பா, இவன் பாட்டுக்கு இவன் காட் இல்லைன்னு சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பான். ஸோ இஃப் தே ஓப்பன் தேர் மவுத் இன் தேர் ஹவுஸ், தேர் ஒன்ட் கெட் ஃபுட்டு. ம், தே கம் அண்ட் கிவ் பப்ளிக் லெக்சர்ஸ், காட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். ஸோ ஃபர்கெட் அபவுட் இட், காட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், காட் இஸ் நோ வேர் சம்படி ரைட். அண்ட் அனதர் ஆஸ்திகா பர்சன் வெண்ட், ஹீஸ் அ நாஸ்திகா, அனதர் ஆஸ்திகா வெண்ட் தேர் அண்ட் ஹி வாட் ஹீ டிட், ஹீ புட் ஒன் டாட் தேர் காமா, அந்த நோ வேருக்கு பதிலாக அந்த நோக்கு அப்புறம் டபிள்யூ இந்த பக்கம் போட்டுட்டு காமா போட்டேன், நவ் ஹியர், காட் இஸ் நவ் ஹியர். வை சர்வம் இதம் ததம், காட் இஸ் ஆல் பர்வேடிங், ஹவு கேன் யூ சே காட் இஸ் நோ வேர்? The one who is saying God is nowhere, he is God, na Atma. How is Atma is all pervading, na, in the form of existence. Swami, and Atma eppadi irukum na, eppadi irukuma ipo da sonnad, naan da Atma ni, naan da Atma. Enna maatitam paarunga ipo, you cannot go anywhere. I am experiencer, I am Atma. Body is not Atma, mind is not Atma. Then I am means what? Amness is what? Existence. Existence. And the existence is the Atma. I am existent principle. Now who am I? I am Atma. What is my definition? ஆத்மா கண்ணுக்கு காணுமே தெரியலையே, தேடாதுங்கோ, நானே தான் அந்த ஆத்மா. ஆத்மான்னா எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், நான் இருக்கேன், அந்த இருப்புதல் தான் ஆத்மா. ஈஸ்னஸ் இஸ் சர்வமிதம் ததம், ஐ தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ், ஐன்னு சொன்ன பாடி மைண்ட் நீங்கள் என்ன பண்ணணும், தனியாக வைக்கணும். ஏ திருஷ்யம், so what? Mithya, so what? Anatma, so what? Asatyam, unreal body mind. Adi taniya apdi vechinde, I am experiencer, I am existent principle, pervading where not. As existent principle I am pervading where, and if anybody ask what you say, what you have to say, where not, in the form of existence. Part is, I am there in as easiness. Flower is, I am there as easiness. Desk is, I am there as easiness. She is, I am there as easiness. He is, I am there as easiness. Where or not, tell me now. As Atma, existent principle, I am everywhere or not? I am everywhere. As body, to say this, you have to use body. I am everywhere in the form of existence, in very blessed drishya prapancha. To utter this, to say this, you have to use what? Body. Body illamale chollungo. You cannot say without body, mind complex. Use the body, use the mind and say, I am not the body, I am not the mind. Then who am I? I am existent principle available in this body form. I am existence principle available in every form. Can you say that? Boldly. You can say that. I am existent principle in this body form. I am existent principle in this desk form. I am existent principle in that every form. Then now tell me, where am I now? All pervading. I am all pervading also and all pervading also. As what? As existent principle, which is avinashi, imperishable. But body has got destructive nature. Body will perish. How long? Maha irunda or 60 varsham. Maximum, innu 60 varsham na 150 aayidum. Okay, 110 aayidum. Adukke centuries taandi poyidum. Still more, 60 years, 8 years pottukonga, innu 8 years, 120 years. Ippu 40 varsham irundha nanjukongale, 50 or 60 or some more 50 years more. Or innu jaasti venuma? 70 years more, 150 years more. Adukapram enna aagum thana? Perish. But as easiness, I existent. I am existent principle. Now you want to claim anatma, mithya, anitya shariram, vinashi shariram or avinashi existent satya atma. It is your choice. Okay? I won't compel you. It is your choice. You like to own up claim as anatma or atma. Okay. Therefore what? Asya avyayasya vinasham kartum kaschit na arhati. Hey Arjuna, no one can destroy this atma which is existent principle. No one can destroy. It is impossible. Kaschit. Yarume. However much great, even Bhagavan also cannot destroy the existent principle. It is ever existent. How can he destroy? Kaschit asya avyayasya. Avyayamanna decayless, changeless one, which is non-changing. Vyayamanna changing. Asti jayate vardhate vipranamate apakshiyate vinashyate. Born, growing, graying, going. Born, growing, graying, going. But whereas this experience or Atma, Satya Atma, which is Paramatma, Swarupam, existent principle, avyayam, vyayarahitam, decayless. Asya avyayasya paramatmanaha avyayasya. Who is this Paramatma now? I am existent principle. Nana, I am existent principle Paramatman chollam bodhu adula body included, mind included, illa. Anal using the body, mind chollam bodhu using. But intellectually, I am keeping them away as seeing separately. Even though I am wearing dress, it is with me, but I cannot claim I am the dress. Adi madri. Using the body mind, I can say Atma, existent principle, is avyayaha. Asya avyayasya nasham, destruction, nobody can do that. Impossible. Why you have to cry? Now tell me. Is it necessary to cry? Is it necessary to have depression, oppression, suppression? Mind kulla nariya depression irukum, oppression irukum. Depression is drishyam. Suppression is drishyam. Oppression is drishyam. All are in mind. Since mind is drishyam, problems in the mind also drishyam. Okay. Therefore, Arjuna, you need not cry. Therefore, what? Come to the next shloka.
Antavantai me deha. Nityasyokta sharirinah. Anashino prameyasya. Tasmadudhyasva Bharata.
There are so many mirrors. Not so many mirrors. One mirror. One mirror. Not one mirror. So many mirrors. In the Swamini, air can be confused. You are confusing further. Sun is one. Not your sun. Lord sun. S-U-N is one. If you keep lot of mirrors, how many reflections? As many mirrors, so many reflections. Sun is one, reflections are many. Can you say there are so many suns? Can you dare to say? No. You cannot afford to say by seeing the reflections, there are so many suns. You know that because of mirrors, reflected mediums, sun reflections are many, but sun is one. PhD. Kuduttena, I am giving a PhD for you. Now you have to get another PhD. What? Atma is one. There are many mediums, bodies. All bodies are like mediums. In all mediums, Atma in the form of existent consciousness principle, it is manifesting. Can you say Atmas are many? Oru vadamu oru kannadi madri. Idella oru kannadi madri. Atma is reflecting. Because Atma is all pervading, here also it is pervading. Can I say many Atmas? Since Atma is in a aalukuru Atman sholalama. Cholla mudiyadu. Cholla koodadu. Enna Atma is one. Reflecting in all bodies. That is why it is embodied. That's what he says. Sharirinaha. Shariram asya asti iti shariri. Sharire bhavaha shariraha. Atma is in this shariram. So shariram is there to this atma now. Sharirinaha means Atma anartham. Sharirinaha. The self. The embodied. Sharirinaha. Ime dehaha antavantaha iti uktaha. Shariri atma is nityaha. Ipada shona. Existent experiencer. In the form of existence I am there. I am means what? நான் இருக்கேன் எப்படி இருக்கேனுங்கிறது அனாத்மா திருஷ்யம் நான் இருக்கேங்கிறது சத்தியம் இப்போ இந்த சத்திய ஆத்மாங்கிறது இசேஸ் நித்யஸ்யான்னு சொல்கிறார் வேர் விசா திஸ் நித்யம் இந்த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோகா ஆத்மா நித்யா தட் நித்யஸ்வரூப ஆத்மா ஷரீரினா ஆஃப் தட் செல்ஃப் ஏ எதுக்கு ஷரீரி பேர் இந்த நித்ய ஆத்மா இந்த சரீரம்லாம் இருக்கு இப்போ ஸோ வென் ஐ ஆம் இன் திஸ் பாடி வாட் இஸ் மை நேம் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா ஷரீரி ஐ ஆம் ஐ தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் ஆத்மன் ஐ ஆம் இன் திஸ் பாடி மை நேம் இஸ் வாட் ஷரீரி ஏ நான் ஷரீரம் இருக்கு இப்போ அவைலபிள் தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் ஷரீரி இந்த ஷரீரினஹா வாட் இமே தேஹாஹா இந்த ஆத்மா இந்த சரீரம் இருக்கு இல்லையா இந்த சரீரம் வந்து இமே தேஹாஹா அந்தவந்தஹா அது தெரியாதா என்ன நமக்கு இப்போதான் தெரியறது இந்த மூணு நாலு ஸ்லோகம் படித்ததுக்கு அப்புறம் தெரியறது முன்னாடி தெரியாது எந்த ஆத்மா எந்த தேகத்திலேயோ இருக்கோ அந்த சரீரம் அந்தவந்தா, இட் ஹாஸ் காட் அண்ட் எண்ட். அந்தவந்தா மீன்ஸ் எண்ட். ஓகே, திஸ் ஆத்மா ஹுச் இஸ் எம்பாடிட் இன் த பாடி, தட் பாடி இஸ் டெம்பரரி, இட் ஹாஸ் காட் அண்ட் எண்ட். நவ் யூ ஹாவ் டு அப்ளை டு யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஹியர். I am the experiencer, existent principle, therefore my name is, I am available in this body. How do you know? We are talking, no? I am talking, no? I am in this body. I am embodied or disembodied? Embodied. Therefore my name is what? Shariri. Shariri. In the Shariri per yaarukku? Enakku. பாடிக்கு இல்லை, பாடி சரீரம், ஆத்மாவுக்கு தான் சரி, எனக்கு தான், எனக்கு என்ன ஆத்மா, ஆஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், அனதர் நேம் திருக்கு, சத்தியம், ஆத்மா, எனக்கு பேர், என்ன பேர், சரீரி என் பேர். எப்போ? இந்த சரீரம்லாம் இருக்கும்போது. ஸோ ஐ ஆம் ஷரீரி, சரீரம் அந்தவந்தா, சரீரம் அந்தவந்தா, சரீரம் வில் பெரிஷ், சரீரம் ஹேஸ் காட் எண்ட். ஷரீரிணா நித்யஸ்ய ஷரீரிணா பாரமார்த்திக சத்ய திருக் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் சப்ஜெக்ட் ஐ ஆம் ஷரீரி. இந்த ஷரீரம் வந்து அந்தவந்தா, பட் ஷரீரி நித்யம் சாஸ்வதம். Therefore, antavantaha ime dehaha means these bodies, all these bodies are temporary. Not only that, anashinaha aprameyasya, this atma is not only shariri, it is there in the body, anashina. In the munnadi அவினாஷி என்று சொன்னார், இப்படி அனாஷின்னு சொல்கிறார், வி எடுத்துட்டார், அவ்வளோதான். அனாஷி அவினாஷிக்கு அனாஷி, அனாஷின்னா நாஷரஹிதா, இன்டெஸ்ட்ரக்டபிள், அப்ரமேயா, அனாப்ஜெக்டிஃபயபிள், அப்ரமேயா. பிரமேயம் மீன்ஸ் ப்ரா ப்ளஸ் மா, மெஷரபிள், ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபயபிள், பர்சீவபிள், பர்செப்டபிள். அப்ரமேயா மீன்ஸ் ந பிரமேயா மீன்ஸ் அன்ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபயபிள், இம்மெஷரபிள், யூ கெனாட் சி ஆஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ப்ரா மா மீன்ஸ் டு நோ, டு ஆப்ஜெக்டிஃபை, அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். வேர்ஆஸ் ஐ ஆம் அப்ரமேயா, இன் லலிதா சஹஸ்ரநாம அப்ரமேயா ஸ்வப்ரகாஷா மனோ வாஜா மகோச்சரா. Now tell me that Lalita Devi is Aprameyaha. That is called Atma Swarupam. Now I, the experiencer, Drik, is Aprameyaha. I am subject. The subject I am can experience every object. Can I experience myself? As Atma, existent principle, can I experience myself? No. Subject can experience everything. I can experience flower, I can experience pot, I can experience body, I can experience my mind. Can I experience myself? You cannot experience yourself. Why? You are subject. Subject cannot experience the subject. If subject experience the subject, that subject will become what? Object. Once object, it becomes object, it is drishyam. It drishyam is mithya. So I am the subject, ever the subject, never the object. Therefore my name is what now? Aprameyaha. First feature is what? I am nityaha. Second feature, I am satyaha. Third feature, I am sarvagataha. Fourth feature, I am aprameyaha. Body is anityam. Body is asatyam. Body is not sarvagatam. Body is not aprameyam. Body is prameyam. You are objectifying the body, no? Now, future. Ipo Atma, Anatma. Body mind complex. Here, existent principle, Atma. Four futures I have given. Okay, Anatma, Atma. Atma Drik, Anatma Drishyam. Atma Satyaha, Anatma Mithya. Atma Sarvagataha, Anatma Alpagataha. All pervading. No, this Anatma, only here only. But that body is different, this body is different. But Atma existence lo, difference kadiyad. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.